Douglas and Roddy, you know, in your back pocket.
Makes it hard. You got to keep them all happy.
How do you do that? You spread out and spread it out, or what?
No, they. We are blessed to have the guys that we have, and you know, it's fun to work with those guys. They're all great pros. They care about the team. They care about winning. It starts with the protection and the quarterback, obviously, the things that they do. But it's great to have guys that can make plays.
Coach, last year, you know, with the running backs, it seemed like you were a little bit limited in the sense of, you know, Michael Turner was more of a, you know, a power running back. Jacquizz, we saw that, you know, he could put the big hit on when he needed to. But this year with Steven Jackson, it seems like you really got a guy that's sort of a dynamic dual threat. Talk about how he changes the offense for him.
First of all, you know, Mike Turner won a lot of games in his time in Atlanta, did a great job. Now with Steven, you know, Steven's a proven player in this league, both as a runner and as a receiver. I mean, the fact that he had 90 catches in one season, we really like the way Steven has adapted to the way we run our system. He's off to a good start. He's working hard every day. And I think adding Steven has helped make all of our other guys better. I mean, Jacquizz continues to improve. Jason Snelling, getting Brady Ewing back out there at fullback. So, yeah, it's great to have Steven out there. And, like I said, we're excited to mix him in.
Who sort of really impressed you so far?
Ooh. Well, I mean, everybody that shows up and works hard impresses me. So, you know, some of the new guys that have had a lot thrown at them and just been here a few days. Chase Kaufman's off to a fast start at tight end. Harry Douglas has played very consistent. Offensive lineman getting Garrett Reynolds back, coming off back surgery. That's been nice. I'd have a hard time singling any one guy out.
The right side of the offensive line, is that one of your biggest challenges? I mean, in terms of lack of experience? Or...
Well, I mean, you know, Pete Kahns and Garrett have both started a fair amount of games. I think it's 20-something starts between them. I mean, of course, everyone's going to say that just because those guys haven't played. But I think it'll work out. I mean, I just think that the way turnover in the NFL is right now, your guys got to step up and you know, Pete moving, really, he was drafted to be a center, and so now he's moving to center. Garrett was doing a good job at right guard. What people don't realize, Garrett played one or two games with that back that needed surgery. To me, that shows his toughness. You know, Mike Johnson and Lamar Holmes, Joe Hawley, we have plenty of guys. I mean, I think it'll work itself out.
Yeah. In some ways, it's hard to imagine, you know, getting better. But just having been with this personnel for a year, the advantages of knowing them better and being able to do more with them.
Yeah, I was the new guy last year, so I'm a lot more comfortable this year. And then knowing the players and knowing what we are and what we have and what we can be are all good things. And I think we can get better. And we have a lot of areas that we can get better in. It's definitely... better for me. I can communicate better with the players. Now that I've actually been in games with these guys, we can point to situations that came up last year and how we have to do better in those certain situations as they come up. I do think we can improve, and so we got a good group of guys to do it.
Steven was talking about how fast things are moving for him, and I know you don't want to slow things down, but do you try to spend any extra time with him to get him up to speed?
Well, again, this time, all this is voluntary, so, you know, it's not making a mistake right now in OTA practice isn't critical. I mean, the quarterback's not live. Nobody's going to get hurt. So I actually think that Coach Smith and our philosophy is that we prefer to push the tempo. I think guys learn better when they're learning fast. We're going to go back through all this stuff again in training camp and through preseason games. So we are throwing a lot at these guys, but I'm not concerned about it right now. I mean, Steven's a pro. He'll get it all. I'm not worried about that.
Coach,